Meditation can be a difficult practice without all the various auxiliary factors that can negatively influence your results. To build a solid foundation to build your meditation practice on, this chapter will briefly discuss some tips and tricks to make your meditation more successful. Posture. Firstly, it is important to learn the correct posture to meditate in. Most people will either lie down on their back or sit cross-legged on the floor when they attempt to meditate. However, these positions are non-optimal. Lying down can cause you to fall asleep the moment you relax, while sitting cross-legged can be uncomfortable as well as bad for the joints over long periods of time. Instead, it is better to attempt to sit in the half lotus or full lotus position. The half lotus refers to a position where you sit on the floor with one leg bent, resting on the ground, and the other leg resting upon the first. Compared to the cross-legged sitting position, the half lotus doesn't pressure the ankles or the calves nearly as much and tends to produce less numbness. Furthermore, the position is more stable and balanced overall, meaning that your posture will not degrade over time. However, it is generally accepted that the ideal position to meditate in is the full lotus position. In this sitting position, both knees are pressed against the floor, whilst each foot rests on the opposing thigh. This sitting position is by far the most stable, and for meditation masters, can be sat in for long periods of time without any discomfort. Nevertheless, for a meditation beginner, it is best to stick with the half lotus position. The vast majority of Westerners will not be flexible enough to sit in the full lotus position at all, and those who can will be unlikely to maintain the position for long periods of time without noticeable pain. If you find yourself meditating often and you desire to advance your practice, it can be wise to learn stretches and flexes that will allow you to sit in the full lotus. But in the meantime, the half lotus is better for the average person who meditates. If you cannot sit comfortably on the floor, particularly if you are new to meditation practice, do not despair. It is not essential that you sit in these positions when you meditate. These positions are just popular as a halfway between comfort and keeping the mind awake when you are meditating. You can lie down in a bed or sit in an armchair. However, you must ensure that you stay awake and focused during the meditation. If you choose to lie down, you should position your feet against your floor or bed so that your knees are raised toward the ceiling. This will help prevent you from falling asleep. Similarly, if you choose to sit in a chair, choose a chair with strong, upright support for your back. Additionally, it is beneficial if the soles of your feet can rest against the floor if you sit in a chair. This promotes a feeling of balance and of being grounded. Alternatively, a sitting aid such as a large cushion or zafu can be useful. As a final note on posture, do not be afraid or concerned if your legs start to become numb during meditating. It is a popular belief that numbness during meditation is due to the blood flow to the limbs being cut off. This is not true. If you feel any numbness, this is probably due to repeated pressure being applied to the nerves in your limbs. This is not harmful and will not damage your body in any way, and any numbness you feel will pass after a few moments of rest following the meditation. Furthermore, if you feel pain or cannot tolerate the sensation of numbness, then feel free to readjust your position or take a break from your meditation. The purpose of the meditations provided in this book is for relaxation as well as anxiety and stress relief. Do not allow numbness and discomfort whilst sitting to get in the way. Simply try another posture or meditate for smaller periods of time. Eventually, if you meditate often, your limbs will become less numb and painful whilst meditating, and the sensation of pain and numbness will become less intense.